This is Dakota Datebook for September 5th. North Dakota sent many of its sons to fight in World War I. Some called it the war to end all wars, though it was not. In the spirit of patriotism, young men across the state joined the military to help win the Great War. The recruits, 31,269 of them, came from all corners of the state. When North Dakota's recruits got to basic training, the U.S. offered each one an Army songbook, music to inspire patriotism and heroism. As Shakespeare wrote, "The spirit-stirring drum, the ear-piercing fife, the royal banner, and all quality, pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war." It was on this date in 1917 that the Grand Forks Herald reported news about the distribution of standard songbooks at Army training camps. The first songbooks were sold for 15 cents apiece, but by 1918, a recognition of the power of music had grown, so an Army songbook was given free of cost to all officers and men in the Army. Most Americans believed that a singing man is a fighting man, for music helped to lift morale for soldiers, to encourage, embolden, and support them on the grim battlefields of Europe. The songbooks featured patriotic melodies, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Dixie, and the Battle Cry of Freedom. There were hymns, of course, "Abide with Me" and "Nearer My God to Thee," because, as they say, there were no atheists in foxholes, with death always lurking nearby. A favorite song on page 40, "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again," brought loud hurrahs and hopes of a hearty welcome to soldiers' hearts upon their eventual homecomings. George M. Cohan's "Over There" provided inspiration that the Yanks are coming across the wide Atlantic to the battlefronts, and the pledge was that we won't come back till it's over, over there. Indeed, by 1918, November, the war was over, and many returned to their hometowns. But some North Dakotans never came home. 1,305 of them perished in the bitter times of World War I. This Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Marie Offit.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.